Some sources mention that the baseline cortisol levels should also be checked, in which we are going to give 250 mg of ACTH to the patient. So we know that when we give ACTH to the patient, the cortisol levels are going to increase. So we are going to check the level of cortisol 30 to 60 minutes after giving ACTH. If the levels of the cortisol are less than 9 microgram per deciliter, then it indicates that there is adrenal insufficiency before starting the steroids, then it is an alarming sign. Under stress situations or under injections with ACTH, the cortisol levels should be higher. If it is less than 20 micrograms per deciliter, then it indicates adrenal insufficiency. So we can go for this cortisol level, baseline cortisol levels, but if you are asked that do we do it on the regular basis, then obviously we don't have those resources in our hospital, so that's why we don't do it regularly. So we should not mention it while mentioning the pre-treatment screening. If someone asks, and then we should know that how we do it on the normally if you want to do it.